Dessler, in his shtickle on Bitachon in Hishtadlus, on page 193, for those that are following, he discussed this. Really, he said last week, he said the formula for figuring out how much Bitachon in Hishtadlus a person needs, or how much Hishtadlus a person needs, which is Kefi a person Bitachon, is really based on how he's going to feel if he doesn't get what he wants. He needs X, Y, Z to get through the month. He needs $5,000 to get through the month. If he doesn't get the $5,000 at the end of the month, he doesn't get the $10,000, whatever it is that he needs to get through the month, if he doesn't get that, then is he going to regret that which he didn't do more hishtadlus and spend less time in his avodas Hashem or not? If he's going to be Torah l'rishonos, then that means that he's not holding by the level of being boiteach in how much he was boiteach, and he should do more hishtadlus. However, in the event that he says, listen here, I did what I'm supposed to do, because the Baruch Hu didn't want me to make the money that I'm supposed to make, Peseder, that's it. I did what I'm supposed to do, I did my hishtadlus, then in Echonami, that is enough of hishtadlus to be done. Says Rav Dessler, he has five different ways of aiding a person that they should not be toyal rishonis. There's things that a person could do to aid themselves in being happy with their lot, and being happy with what they have, that they shouldn't be toyal rishonis, even if they don't matzliach to get what they hoped to get, which allows them, memeila, to spend more time on avodas Hashem and less time on their status. Says Rav Dessler, v'tzorach adam lechapes eitzos ich lahaktenes achshash shel toyal rishonis. A person has to search for different eitzos of how to minimize the chashash that maybe he's going to regret that which he toyal rishonis. He's going to regret the time that he spent in avodas Hashem as opposed to doing hishtadlus. Ki kol asher yakten chashash zeh be'emes, yikton chashash zeh be'emes, because in proportion to the amount that a person minimizes this chashash, yuchol u'masoi lemayit b'hishtadlus. In Memele, he will be able to be Memele in Hishtadlus as well, because he is less of a chashash and he's going to be Tayal Rishonis. If a person, Umehen, he gives the, we'll just go through the examples and we'll be able to understand accordingly. Aleph, Nislamid b'midas istapkus. A person should be habituate himself with and teach himself to be mistapik b'muot. He kol asher yarbe b'istapkus b'muot, because to the extent that a person is mistapik in what he has, b'muot, if a person is happy in having a basic house and a basic car and a basic whatever it is that he needs, then he doesn't have to work much more to be able to get a much fancier house and a fancier car. His nisayin of not doing enough hishtadlus is going to be much easier. The darkish Torah is that you should be able to get by with the bare minimum. And if a person is happy with the bare minimum, then Mamela, his tzarech for hishtadlus is much less. Therefore, if at the end of the day he doesn't get the fancier car and he doesn't get the fancier house, he doesn't have enough money to buy all the things that he theoretically would like to buy, then he's going to be fine. Because he's mistapik b'muot. He's happy with what he has. I just read last night, the son-in-law of Reb Chaim, they interviewed him, and it was in the Marveh. And he was saying, that's the one thing, he says, in his shver's house, his shver and his shvigur, they had no, aside from the swarm, they had nothing in the house that had any worth, that any materialistic worth, that had any. He says they would get tons of mishloach manis and in fancy containers and dishes and all types of things. He says after Purim was over, to the very last kli was given out, and there was hundreds of people that used to come to the house and needy people. They would give everything out. They wouldn't save anything for themselves. And he says that they were the happiest people on the face of the earth. And I think probably most people would agree to that. That Reb Chaim and the Rebbetzin were, from anybody that met them ever, and he was an easy person to talk to, and an easy person. He didn't talk a lot, and he was a lot. But he was very, like somebody said, I think that Reb Chaim and his Rebbetzin, they were like the Bubby and Zaini of Klal Yisrael. They were like the Bubby and Zaini. That's how you could be able to touch them up. That's right, and they were such happy people and such. And they had nothing in their house. Zero. So, besides the fact that it goes, and Mamela Reb Chaim was able to spend so much time learning as well, because there was no need to get Beth and Sil Shem. Sil Shem says, if a person would live on a desert island, then he would be happy living in a mud hut, and with a little piece of cloth to cover his body, and eating the basic food. He says, what's the reason why people don't do that? Can't be that the guy next door is going to have such a car, is going to have such a house, I'm not going to have that. It doesn't mean the guy next door, everybody's like that. But for Rav Chaim lived in a different atmosphere, he lived in a different plateau, he lived in a whole different level, so he had what he needed, and that was it. He was fine to go. Beis, the second thing, Nispala b'kavona sheyakir levovik yakol me'ashem huba. To daven with kavona, until he comes to the realization that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'etzem, that's the whole inyan of tefillah. Why do we daven 3 times a day? Say the same thing 3 times a day. Every day, 3 times a day, the same tefillah. For what? It's so monotonous. It's so lachur, you're just repeating the same thing again and again. The answer is that it's not so much that we're asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be able to get something. Please give me parnasa. Please give me... And a person doesn't need parnasa, so why is he asking 3 times a day? He should always daven. We saw already in Kuchav Peis. He's supposed to daven every day that a person has parnasa, for sure. But it's more a hakara, it's a limud and emuno. It's a limud and emuno that... The Bavit speaks about this in Beis Elikim. He says that the tachlis of the tefillah is not so much to get that which you're being mispala for. The tachlis of the tefillah is the hakara that parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that refuah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bnei Yerushalayim is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Chayin and Adas is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the more a person is mispala b'kavano, he has more of a realization that everything is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if he's not matzliach in his nishtadlus, it's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want him to be matzliach in nishtadlus. Okay, the clearer a person is with this realization that everything is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then he's not going to be tailor rishonis. I should have done more because I would have done more, then we would have more parnasa. No, if you make that everything comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if he wanted you to have more, then you would have more. And if the fact that you didn't have more means that he didn't want you to have more. And therefore, there's no reason to be Tehillah Rishonis because you wouldn't have gained anything. You're right. It could be that you would have made another $20,000. This month, you would have ended up with another $20,000 had you spent the time. But who knows what would be when your car is broken down and whatever, v'chulu, and your investments go down. And at the end of the day, you're left with without the $20,000. If you're supposed to have it, you'll have it. If you're not supposed to have it, you won't have it. The more a person has such a car, the less the chashash would be Tehillah Rishonis. Mele, he doesn't have a chashash of spending more time in Avodas Hashem. Gimel, Yisbainin Tamer V'Yachshev V'Yimnafshev V'Machshavis B'Tochen V'Hashem. A person should always think of and work on Machshavis in B'Tochen. V'Yilmad B'Svarim Minyanei B'Tochen. Learn B'Tochen V'Yishtalas of Desler. Learn Chavis Levavis. Learn the Maimon B'Tochen of the Beis Halevi. Emunah B'Tochen of the Chazinish. To be Mischazik. When a person goes to work, he should think to himself that I'm going to be mekayim the b'zeis hapecha d'chalacha. You're right, I'm mechuyev to do ishtadlis b'seder gamur, but it's only to be mekayim the chemes ishtadlis. I don't know how many people, they go to work and that's what their kavanah is, but that's be'etzem what it is. That's what hineni muchen v'zum kilolas odom arishin b'zeis hapecha d'chalacha. When a person, when he's going to work, he thinks, I'm going to be mekayim the b'zeis hapecha. That's mechazik is b'tochen. And for sure, learning this form. And don't pay attention to the people that call you a batlan. That, oh, you're not spending time working. How do you expect that you're going to marry off your kids? How do you expect that you're going to have a chulu A, B, C, D? I remember a person was telling me, and how are you going to pay for kids' braces? How are you going to pay for braces? That's what we're worried about. How are we going to pay for kids' braces? Right? And if your kids need braces, and if he doesn't need braces? Maybe he doesn't really want me braces. Maybe. Everybody needs braces? That's the... But... The more a person is Isaac in the Indian of B'tochen, the more they say the story about Chaim Volozhin. He was once hearing about the Indian of B'tochen from the Goyin, and he had these leeches, these blood that sucked his blood because he had, it was like the bloodletting of the. And at a certain point, he was so nislive from the Indian of B'tochen that the Goyin said he took off the leeches in the middle. Volba brings down the story a few times. He says this afterwards. Goyin went to a different topic. And he said he felt his bitachon going down. He wasn't his life so much. He put the leeches back on. Since he was just trying to bring it out, that a person's bitachon is not just stagnant, that it's just, it could be that in 5 minutes it changes up and down. A person always has to work on it. And the more a person is oisik in yoni bitachon, the more a person will be in his life, and the more a person will be involved in it. Milsa de ram yaleh de inish is adayte. Milsa de loy ram yaleh de inish is lav adayte. The more you get involved in it, the more it becomes real, the more a person keeps it on in their mind. as Rubashkin said, he's going to walk out of jail with the Chavis Lavavis underneath his arm. Because that was the sefer that he took with him to be Yosef Gimlin, to be Yosef Gimlin, and then he lived it. And sure enough, he walked out with the Chavis Lavavis underneath his arm. Yeah. This is what we saw in the Tefillah. Remembers the Tefillah of Menachoni ben Akono. He says, "Anu rotzim v'him rotzim, anu rotzim l'balvei rotzim l'ber shachas." So he says, "Why do we have to put on everybody else?" Says the Tiferes Yisrael. I don't understand. If you want to be mild yourself, that you're doing avodas Hashem, terrific. Why do you have to put on everybody else? So he says, because the person when he goes out of the Beis Medrash and he sees everybody running to and fro and going and being oisik and mechulam and being investing and he says, everybody's looking at this guy, bench warmer. What are you doing with your... You're going to become a rabbi? You're going to get smicha? At least something you'll do with your life. But just to sit and learn, like, what are you doing? You're a stomach battling. You want a parasite, as they call it here. Right? You're a parasite. You want to live off of everybody else. And that's why you don't want to... He says, no. That's why he has to be macht himself, dvarim, yoridim, chadri, botan, I think is the lashon of the Tiferes Yisrael. Be machazing himself. No, I'm not the battling over here. I'm rutzli. It could be you're all rutz. But you're rotzle v'rashachas ultimately. I'm rotzle loylam habo. Don't pay attention to those people. Ki mutiv sheikari batlin kol yomav v'yeh rosha kamemr chazal mutiv sheikari shreita kol yomav v'yeh rosha shachas atnei amokam. Nechazeh uchedoyim etzorach shizbarin l'hachnas l'vavi. These types of things a person should think about. T'vimeichin l'vavi. Dalet. Hinei yitzbiya kodesh baruch hu ba'olam shekesher tzorach la'atis davar sheish ba'imin apchisus. Kodesh baruch hu put into a person that he feels into his makeup, that he feels that when he's doing something which is embarrassing, something that you maybe shouldn't be doing, you do it, you hide. It says that they didn't have clothing on, and they weren't embarrassed. Why? They had no nekuda of taiva at all. Their ivarim were like, all their ivarim were like their hands, says the Ramban, Kudumani. But after chet adam rishin, that a person doesn't have that ability to reach the shlemus. Because the Shbaruch Hu put into a person after the chet adam rishin a mustig of tznius, that a person realizes that you should be embarrassed from the Indian of taiva. You're eating so many cookies, you should hide a little bit. No one should see you eating that many cookies or whatever it is. Sometimes the adam chava or something else that they have to be. They were nizbayish from. Kena oisik be. So too, somebody is being oisik and ishtadlus. Im ki yumochuk lezeh. It could be that you're forced to do it. Ki chet avdom rishim gadar olam kol azu. Chet avdom rishim is mechayev b'zeh yisapech otech alechem. But still, tzarech la'aseis b'tznius. You should do it b'tznius. Kilu, hide. Vizbayish b'levavoy, at least, in your heart, you should feel embarrassed that I have to do this. V'yodish huwaitz adamish, in your klam b'chutz, k'negin foyed nishom ayalom. What you're doing now looks like a pchizas in the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki'ilah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting you food. Only through your help can you be able to get food. That's pchizas. You should be feeling bad about that. Just like tznius helps. If a person is mizbayish about something, so he feels bad. So he's not going to eat 215 cookies. He's only going to eat 212. Whatever it is. Kach gam b'ishtadlus. So too with ishtadlus. Ha'etza yu'utza l'ishtamash b'tznius. A person feels embarrassed. I really shouldn't be doing this. Memela, he's saying, listen here. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs my help. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs me to help him to be able to make parnasa. No, there's a klala, so I have to do it. However, biboicha rabbi miyutei kolosh enarum chal. Kadover zekos v'agrob bepirusha liyeshua parak beis aleph v'yishlech Yeshua miraglim chirish. It says it's one of the afteris that we read by Shlach. That Yeshua sent into Eretz Yisrael after the 40 years to Meraglim Chirish. What's the lashon of Chirish? Pirish says the Goyin Shochem Bishtiko Chirishus K'may Ruach Kodem Chirishus Shlei Koshlo K'Birishayno. They shouldn't be Nechshol K'Birishayno. When you do it Petznius, when it's on Petznius, that's what it says in the last six parashah about the Luchais. Since the Luchais and Rishayneis were Bekoilus V'chulu, that's why they're in Nechshol. Ein L'chodav Yofa Min Atznius. When a person has Petznius, something which is done Petznius, he's Mizbayish about it, he won't be Nechshol. So when a person feels that feeling about, do you understand what you're doing? This rat race of working, we're mechoyev to do it, and you have to do it, and everybody has to make a parnasa, and you have to be able to support your family, b'chulu. But it's not something that you should be, what do you do? Shouldn't it be, I'm a professor, doctor, I'm a Eved Hashem? That's what I am. I also, unfortunately, have to spend 14 hours a day as a doctor in the emergency room. Could be. But that's the embarrassment part. If a person looks at it that way, has that hashkafa, then it's much easier to be memayit than ishtadlus. And the final one, he says, hey, is a seitar al sokeva malach tcharai. What should be your hashkafa? What's your ikr and what's your tafel? And look, we're not talking about amount of hours, and even though the Rambam says, a person that's working, so he should work for 3 hours and learn for 9 hours, that's He says, so he says, what's your ikr drive? What's your shifa? What are you striving for? Your drive is el atorah. A person should have such a strong drive for avodas Hashem to the point that he's willing to be meiser nefesh for it. What does it mean to be meiser nefesh? That means that even if I'm not going to be able to make as much as I want, I'm willing to be meiser nefesh. Because she'ifas chayev te ruchnius, when a person's she'ifa, his ikra she'ifas ruchnius, memelo yimayit b'shtadlis ha'gashmius. Automatically, that's going to cut down on his shtadlis for gashmius. V'gam yimayit b'zmana she'ivala, yinonim b'gashmium. That will also limit the amount of time that he's going to spend and waste on gashmistika endeavors. V'kifi erech she'ifa l'ruchnius, and if your whole she'ifa is for ruchnius, then you're not going to be toyal rishenis and say, oh, why did I spend this time in Avodas Hashem? Why did I daven with a minyan? I could have davened my house in 15 minutes and I spent 45 minutes in the minyan and I missed the opportunity for ABC. Because your ikr is the ruchnius. You're never going to be even v'namatzlich in the gashmius. Ki ein lechotiyo lemitoch she'ifa shleinis kaimo. A person only regrets something if he had a drive that didn't come to fruition, something that he was striving for that didn't come to fruition, then he regrets, why didn't I get to that? I wish I would have been able to. But if a person's ikar drive is Torah, avodah, then he will never become to be Torah.